Fulmer's Folly, Season 2, Episode 1, Part 1, Broken Ark. Arrietty.
Over. It's just like that. Everything. It all just goes back to the way it was. We're okay. We're safe. It's okay.
Step with me. Jack, Sam. Step.
It's bad.
Your adrenaline's dropped. I know, but if you pass out, I can't move you. Yeah? Can't move you. Can't help your wife. Look at me. I need you. Step.
But it's all a lie.
Hurry.
Mama's okay. Can you? All right. Okay. Oh. Look at me. Listen, Jack. I need you. Stay awake. I'm going to check your little one, then your wife. Then come back, yeah? So stay awake. What do you need to do?
Stay.
Good. Deep breaths. Middle. Okay, it's okay. You're okay. Safe, yeah? Yeah, you're safe now. I'm not here.
Thank you.
I'm not here to hurt you. My name's Lena. Can you tell me yours?
Yes.
You're safe, yeah? Remember, I helped your mum out the water. Can you tell me your name? It's okay. Look at me. I need you to take deeper breaths, yeah?
Arrietty.
Good.
Arrietty.
I hear you, Arrietty. Deep breaths for me, Arrietty. Yeah? Look at me. With me. That's good. You're doing well. Keep breathing like that for me, okay? There's this penny in your arms, isn't it? No, you're okay.
I'm not trying to take her.
Arrietty, can you look at me? Arrietty, I gave you some water. To give to Penny. Has she taken any?
I don't know?
Don't know.
It's okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Deep breaths.
Mom.
She's outside.
Mom.
She's on the boat. Arietti.
Dad's not
I
moving.
I need you to calm down. Calm down. I'm going to help, but first we need to help Penny.
Sorry.
Do you know when Penny last drank something? You don't know. That's okay.
She's limp.
Arietti, no. This is very important. Look at me. Look. I have to check if your sister's breathing. No, stop. I need you to calm down. Do you understand? I need you to calm down for Penny. Please. Please pass it to me so I can help her. Thank you. Thank you. Penny? Penny, can you hear me? Penny? Scheiße. Penny? Schatzi, bitte. Penny? Penny?
We were supposed to be okay. Didn't the gulls swim? Okay.
The boat jars against the anchor chain, making empty locker doors sway.
It'll be okay.
My head buzzes.
Okay.
A dull ache bleeding down my forehead, pushing behind my eyes. It's so quiet. I stare under my brow at the snap thread above me, taped to the roof. It used to hold the plastic mobile.
I can't get water out of the tap. Arietti.
They drained it. She pulls the boy away from the table. Penny's lying on it.
Schau mich an.
She gently guides his head back to her.
Tut der Kopf noch weh? Ist er noch schlecht?
His thumb and fingers tremble as they hover over the cuts on his face.
Hast du noch Aua am Kopf?
I follow his eyes back to Pen.
Hey. Schau mich an. Ja, ich weiß. Bitte. Bitte schau nicht hin. Yeah?
Is Penny dead?
She's very sick.
She's going to die.
She's taken some water.
Your water?
Yes.
Why give it to her if she's going to die? Can I hold her?
It's better she stays on her side.
Stop staring!
Hey! Es ist okay. Sie ist nur traurig. Schau mich an. Tu mal deine Hand weg. Lass mich deinen Kopf anschauen.
Dad's still shaking.
He's okay. Wie ist denn das passiert?
You didn't even look.
Bist du hingefallen? Bist du gefallen, Leo? Bei den Klippen.
What's she saying?
Wie weit? Was von hoch oben? Hey.
Why isn't he talking?
Nick, wenn ja.
Dad's bent arm is making me feel sick.
Okay, setz dich dahin. Bleib auf Abstand. Halt. Setz dich dahin. Halt deinen Abstand. Ich muss jetzt den anderen helfen.
Can he? Please stop staring at Penn.
He's never seen.
Just make him stop.
Leo, you have any dry clothes?
No.
We can't stay in wet clothes.
Well, what do you suggest?
Leo, bitte, hör auf, das Mädel zum Anglotzen. First aid kit, painkillers.
Gone.
food? What? Tins? Dried? Fresh?
I edge my head towards her, chin low but straining to look up through my hair. There's a knife on her belt.
Is there anything? Entschuldigung, du bist so mutig.
You froze, you stupid coward. What are you staring at?
The boy blinks. My head tremors as I look towards the saloon table. So tiny and like glass. I tilt my head to the shattered forward cabin door, to the spot where I'd clung to her in the dark before. I struggle to uncurl my hand. I can't stop shaking. I reach out, but there's dried blood in the edges of my fingernails. I don't want to touch her.
Hurry. That pen. What's wrong?
Nothing.
There is.
Nothing's wrong.
You kept the boat together. You okay? It's still me. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Dad.
Sorry.
Dad. Dad.
Sorry.
Get off!
Shut up!
Let go of my mom.
She's got me!
Get off! Get off!
Shut up!
Let go of my mom.
Voll auf die Nase!
She turns her head into her shoulder. Fresh blood spilling from her mangled nose.
Don't fucking move!
She's twisted herself around mom's arm. Pushes her knee into my chest. Muscles shake. Lips tingling. I'm gonna pass out. She starts prizing Mom's fingers open. Get her knife.
Hey! Stop! Don't you dare!
I feel faint.
No, not Ned.
Don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know.
We'll sort it out. Come on, still hurt. I'm going to let you up. Don't attack me.
She releases the hold and dropping back to the wheel, knocking Jimmy's lifeless leg. Her shaking hands go to her ribs. I'd need her hard. She glares at me, quickly snatching her rifle on the seat and placing it out of reach.
Mom.
I lay my head next to hers. They've beaten her so bad. Her left eye swollen shut, but her right eye twitches and flickers. Mum. It's Arietti. Tentatively, I move back some of the bloodied hair stuck to her face. She manages to open her eye, looks past her crushed nose. It's Arietti. Her face is still. She takes a long blink, stares intently. She screws her face up like she's in agony. She's crying. Silently. She's crying.
Don't move.
Take my hand.
Okay. I'm going to lift the fabric back so I can see your leg.
It's okay, Mom.
I'll be as gentle as I can. Okay. Give her a sip of water. Arietti, only a sip.
Water. Mum, please. No, don't look at it. Just drink. The canteen is suddenly snatched from my hand.
She didn't get it.
You're spilling it.
It's okay, Mum. It's okay.
Gastrocnemius soleus und... She definitely didn't go near any wasting like this.
Mum, she's shaking her head.
But she was in the water.
Well, so are you. Keep breathing, Mum.
You get...
Her swollen knuckles bleed as she presses my hand.
She okay?
Yes. Yes.
Real?
Yes. She clutches my forearm, pushing her damaged face into me, her blood smearing my skin. It must hurt so much, but she keeps on doing it. Pain seeps up my arm, screams to push her away, but I just hold her. Staring at the companionway.
You hurt?
She squeezes my hand. My eyes are drawn to the scarlet and red flesh on her legs, the charred skin, the watery blood staining the floor, the dead, fingers curled by her foot. Jimmy.
Hey.
No.
I'm so sorry. You... My... Harry.
What do you need? Tell me. Tell me, I'll make her help.
I'm sorry.
Stop, Mum. Stop. Please don't move.
Penny.
She's with Dad. She's fine. He's holding her, so she's safe here. Mum. Stop, Mum.
Dad, you see him?
Yes.
What's that?
Leo's t-shirt.
Brace.
She laced the shirt loosely over Mum's right leg. The worst of the burns.
Hey, stop!
Don't touch her. I lock eyes with her. Make her look away first. Where's the canteen? And why is she helping? It's a trick. She's trying to get inside your head. Don't trust our boat. Her face changes. She stands up. I follow her eyes to shore. The cliff tops. The surf. The rails of the ship. There are so many of them now. Far more than before. Heat waves dance on the shoulders of those in raincoats or thick jumpers and jackets. The sun baking the exposed skin of others. Stocky. Skeletal. Dad's age. My age. Younger. Older. All decomposing. Still waiting. Still watching. The wasting. But she's not looking at them. She's looking at one. It stood on the rocks at the spot where Dad found me. The others around it twitch and spasm, but this one's like stone. A woman. Not rotten or moldy. The nearest wasting to her is stood waist deep in the water. Right arm flapping above and below the elbow as it steadies itself against the surf. White bubbles flicking from a hole in its throat as it remains locked on Fulmar. Behind her, the pile of shattered bones and rancid flesh shudders. Wasting that had fallen from the cliffs. The ones crushed at the bottom. Still alive. She doesn't move. Doesn't look around at the splintered limbs flailing blindly from the pile. Then the wind flicks her long black hair. There's a chunk missing from her head. Tar seeping down her cheek. It
tilts its head. It knows we're looking at her. By its feet is the boy's and his mum's backpack. She couldn't make the swim to Fulmar with it. She tried it, but it had dragged her down twice. The third time, when she'd almost lost her grip on the boy, she unclipped it. Her food. Her extra water. Everything. Left it. The wasting takes a tiny step back from the open pack. It knows. It's taunting. That's the clutch.
What?
It tightens the thing.
Thing?
The spinny thing.
Just tell me what to do.
Handle needs to be in the other socket. Keep thinking I see things move in the water. Heads with split skin covered in furry white mold, swimming to the boat. I wipe the fog from my eyes and I look at the wasting watching from the cliffs. The rocks. The shallows and the ship. They are too wide. The female wasting's head shifts. She again knows I'm staring at her. Her dark, jet-black hair has fallen back to cover the missing part of her face. I think she's younger than Mum. A watch with a green band around her wrist. She's wearing a...
Oh, fuck. I can't. You have to do it. Take the handle.
The anchor's stuck.
Come on!
There isn't.
Shut up and help! What's this rope going out here to the chain?
A snubber.
What?
Caspian crew put it on.
What's it do?
It... You just put one on when you anchor.
Do I take it off?
Yes, but that's not why. Can you listen?
Help!
There isn't enough wind. A vein on her temple throbs. Blood spilling from her nose. Face dissolving from pale to red. She starts to pull Fulmar forwards on the chain. I swing my head to the wasting. Something's changed. There's more twitching. Irritable shuffling. Stop. A teenage boy can't seem to contain himself and leaps from the cliffs. He scrapes his carcass towards the water. Across our crumpled sail, I see the female wasting inch forward. Her body tense. The wind barely brushing her hair over the hole in her head. The ribbon of trash in the water scrapes against the rocks as the current pushes in. They can see what will happen. Stop! Stop! We'll drift into the rocks. Female wasting cocks her head back. Glass shatters on the ship. The others are breathing hard. A few raking flesh from their face. Fulmar slides back into her original position.
Just do something!
Shut up!
You're standing there like a wet paper towel! Think! Tell me what
I
to do!
I don't know!
Just sit down.
I'm fine.
Sit.
You know her. The female wasting stood over your backpack.
I shot it.
Then how is she still alive?
Yes, I didn't kill it.
You shot it in the head?
Yes.
Then it would be dead.
Can you just focus? all this stuff in the water. Maybe we can get something.
No.
We have to do something.
No.
Start the motor.
It's broken.
Definitive jackside shift. The
sail? She would be dead if you had shot her.
Can you sail?
No. Thinks you're stupid. I want to claw my eyes out. They itch so much. I try and focus on the female wasting by the backpack. Heat shimmers off her shoulders, making my eyes go funny. Her skin's bubbling. It's blistering. Her face is melting. No, 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 real, not seeing things. It's in your head.
Thirsty.
We're rationing.
Thirsty.
Just a bit longer, Mum.
Thirsty.
Tongue sticks. Throat scratches. Hold her head in my hands. Her skin's cold. Jim's eyes don't blink. They just stay open. Pulse in my head, thumping. Dad bleeding on the floor. Head cracked open. Part of his skull coming away. Blood turning to black tar. Stubble on Jimmy's face. Mouth ajar. No breath going in or out.
Thirsty.
Why won't his eyes close?
Thirsty.
Him not blinking. Feels like the blood vessels have burst in my own eyes. The rotten hand reaching up over the side. No. No. No, there's nothing there.
Is it you?
Shh. Shh, Mum. Shh. 7 minutes. 7 minutes after death, the human body begins to break down. Jim is already decomposing.
Ich hab's.
She folds up, dropping the boat her mum had brought back. The veins on her head are popping, skin flashing red. Jimmy's skin has gone greyish-blue, tinges of purple. Except for one side of his face. His cheek against the deck is a darker colour. She picks up the boat hook, lays back on her stomach, slides nearly sideways over the side. It'd be so easy to push her in right now. So warm. Dark red. Slipping between my fingers. Shard of plastic cutting into my palm. Finger felt it snap through the back of his throat. foam bubbles through flesh and blood. He's trying to breathe. Mum? Mum?
Lights in the cabin won't come on.
Battery's dead. Penny's still here?
Yeah.
You think they're all from the ship?
No.
You've seen many. Why isn't Dad wasting?
Look, right now
it ripped him from the water. Hit him. Breathed. Touched. He stood up. It wasn't him. He was gone.
Slow it down. You don't have the energy for this.
We left him because he was gone.
Wasting hosts as their bodies break down. Hosts they have infected for a while.
What?
Wasting hosts come less infectious.
That's rubbish.
Look, we need
You're lying.
I'm lying.
Bite, scratch, fluids, contact, air. Everyone knows. People in charge. They
said. I don't care what you believe.
You're lying to me.
Why would I lie?
Why tell the truth?
Is your dad alive? Is he? How do you normally get water? Arietti.
You already...
Just tell me again.
We catch it when it rains.
With what?
Mum made rain traps. They're all gone now.
But it doesn't rain all the time.
You'd be surprised. Your canteen's empty, isn't it? We had a water maker. But that broke. If it was a long time without rain and we were running very low, we weren't allowed to move much. Had to stay in the shade. Even Mum and Dad. Sometimes we'd head north early.
Early?
We sailed this line along the coast. Never going anywhere, just dying slow. Never thought of it like always felt trapped, but never. This is forever.
Arietti.
If things got really bad, Mum would open a tin. One that had juice or something we could drink. She didn't like doing it, but it almost made it worth it.
Focus, yeah?
Mum made this gross, mushy stuff from fish.
What stuff?
She wouldn't say what was in it. It tasted really...
How'd you catch the fish? This fucking boat. We have to get the body off the boat.
His name was Jimmy. James. Don't know his last name. I think him and Katie were... Here. He kept hitting me. I
so fucking angry he made me. I let him make me. Killed him.
You did what you had to do to get to the next day.
Ben's going to die.
I think you should prepare yourself. Say anything you need to say. To all three.
Did I hurt you before? I think there's something wrong with me. Damaged up there. It's like I'm watching myself, but nothing's connected.
A lot's happened. You're dehydrated, malnourished.
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
This is trauma. Yeah? Stop pulling your hair. Hey. Eyes on me. Slow breaths. Slow. No, don't scratch yourself. Stop. Listen to what I'm telling you. You listening?
Yes.
Sure? Because you need to breathe slower to listen. Great. Now, eyes to me. You are not crazy, Arietti. Your nervous system has had an incredible shock. Your mind's struggling to catch up. So you focus only what needs to be done right now. Worry about the rest later.
I don't know you.
Lena.
I'm Arietti. Did I hurt the boy?
Why do you think you hurt him?
I don't know. He was staring at me. Katie was dead. The Caspian smoking and everything. Wasting were. I thought he was wasting, and I was angry. Remember being so angry, so angry. Rocking my hand. I really wanted to.
You go near him.
Don't think I did.
He was bleeding when we found you. His head.
He was bleeding. He No. I dropped the rock. He was already cut up. I didn't. Sorry. Did I scare?
Stay away from him.
Is he okay?
Stay away.
Arietti was played by Tina Marchitalo. Lena was played by Ricarda Ruff. Jack was played by Johnny Dispenna. Samantha was played by Sally Walker-Taylor. Penny was played by Eva Stacey. Producer, Becky Stacey. Episode written and directed by Matt Stacey. Music and mix by Samar Benapa. This was a Static Airways production.